the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really zeroing in on Ecuador.
Yeah, specifically the government's massive response right after they changed a major economic policy.
Exactly. And our mission here is to quickly, you know, cut through the details and give you the core results from the Ministry of Government on their price control operations.
Right. And just to set the scene a bit, this all kicked off when President Daniel Noboa got rid of the diesel subsidy. That was September 12, 2025.
Just gone via executive decree.
Yep. And the price per gallon, well, it shot up instantly.
Yeah.
Went from $1.80 right up to $2.
Wow. A full dollar jump.
A full dollar. And, you know, this kind of policy is often tied to bigger fiscal reforms. So the government, they likely knew they were stirring things up market-wise, pressure, volatility.
Okay, so they knew it was coming. How did they react? Because what strikes me here is just the sheer speed and, well, the scale of the intervention.
It was fast. Between September 13th and October 2nd, so what's that, just under 3 weeks?
Yeah, about 2.5 weeks.
In that time, the Ministry of Government reported, get this, 18,899 operations.
18,899.
Uh-huh. Involving over 1,800 people. Personnel do the checks.
That's quite an operation. It really makes you think about state priorities, doesn't it?
Absolutely. This wasn't just, you know, let's keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
It felt more like an all-out mobilization, trying to get social control over the market, like, immediately.
And they checked a lot of places.
Oh, yeah. The numbers show they reviewed 37,822 establishments.
37,000.
37,822. Think about that volume. Markets, supermarkets, big and small.
So the scrutiny was intense. They were clearly worried about prices spiraling, speculation.
That seems to be the focus, preventing that secondary inflation hit.
And did it lead to anything concrete? What were the results they announced?
They released figures on October 3rd, said 57 establishments were actually closed down for violations.
Okay, 57 closures.
And maybe more striking, 556 people were detained, arrested.
Whoa, wait, over 550 people arrested in less than 3 weeks?
Yep. Specifically connected to these price control operations.
That's a lot of arrests tied directly to pricing issues.
It is.
Yeah.
And it points to this kind of dual approach they seem to be taking. You have the immediate response, the arrests, handling this sort of immediate crisis.
Right.
But then there's the longer game. That's where ARCH comes in.
ARCH.
The Agency of Regulation and Control of Hydrocarbons. They're not just looking at today's price gouging. They're checking if businesses meet all the legal standards.
Ah, so like infrastructure, making sure they have the right amount of fuel, the quality.
Exactly. Quantity, quality, infrastructure, and sticking to the official established prices. It's about long-term compliance too.
Okay, so if ARCH is enforcing these prices, what are the actual numbers they're watching? The government's been clear on this, right?
Very clear, yes.
Yeah.
They're monitoring diesel, specifically at that new $2.80 mark.
Okay.
Then you got Extra and EcoPayus. Those are common gasoline blends. They're being watched at 2.879 cents per gallon.
$2.87.9 cents. Very precise.
Uh-huh. And domestic gas, like for cooking, that's at much lower, $1.65.
Got it. And I think I saw something about a potential price adjustment for diesel later.
Yeah, they mentioned they expect a downward adjustment starting in December. So It suggests this isn't necessarily like a fixed forever price. It's dynamic.
Interesting. So heavy enforcement, specific prices. What else?
Well, there's a citizen angle too, which is quite smart, really.
How so?
The ministry set up a digital portal, basically a website where regular citizens can go online and report suspected price speculation.
Like crowdsourcing enforcement.
Exactly. On essential goods, services, anything. It directly links the public into the state's, you know, regulatory efforts, makes everyone a potential monitor.
Okay, so let's try and sort of wrap this up. What's the big takeaway for you listening to this?
Well, I mean, this deep dive really shows an incredibly aggressive, very widespread state reaction right after a huge economic policy change.
Yeah, that speed and scale. Deploying almost 19,000 operations just to police prices. It's pretty strong evidence of a government really prioritizing stability, maybe through force.
It definitely signals that. And it leaves you with a question, doesn't it?
Which is?
If controlling prices after a policy shift like this takes nearly 19,000 operations, involves almost 2,000 state personnel, and leads to over 550 arrests in just, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
What does that sheer level of effort really tell us about the relationship between making big, sudden economic changes and the public's underlying trust in, well, the market, or maybe even the government itself.
That's a really potent question to think about. What does that level of control imply?
Something to definitely mull over.
Absolutely. And if you found this discussion informative, maybe it gave you something to think about, please do take a moment to subscribe.
And share this deep dive. It really helps us keep doing this. We truly appreciate your support.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.